The rock band My Morning Jacket has a new CD. It's called It Still Moves. Our reviewer Tom Moon has had it in heavy rotation lately.
For many young rock musicians, classic rock is a kind of death trap. It's the unavoidable basic DNA of the music. But because its devices have been so overused, so easily caricatured, any band purveying power chords or generic Eastern mysticism risks sounding like a Spinal Tap cliche. My Morning Jacket is pursuing a different, less scholarly relationship with the old masters. That's Jim James, the lead singer and songwriter of probably the only amazing rock band to ever come out of Shelbyville, Kentucky. He and his cohorts know all about the classic rock canon, the music that people in their 40s and 50s wax nostalgic about. He specializes, though, in restless traveling songs and narratives that sound almost like they were written back when Neil Young's After the Gold Rush was new.
Watching the streets you roam, miles of light explode, drifting off a thing I'd never done before. Watching the crowd roll in, alcohol lighting begins, feeling in my bones I never felt before.
James makes Southern rock, but not of that Leonard Skinnerd ornery rebel variety. He's wearing Kentucky as a badge of honor and a hair shirt at the same time, and it helps that he's blessed with a devastatingly pretty voice.
Stories of the greater year fill your heart and soul with me. Just don't make it last long than it has.
James produced It Still Moves himself. He's a fanatic for tone. Where most rock records these days are relentlessly brittle, his is lush and warm, with echoey reverb blurring those lead vocals into the middle of the mix. Even when the words are hard to puzzle out, you can't miss the feeling. This guy is gunning for something grand and majestic. He might not get there every time, but you follow him all the same, just because it's been a while since anyone even tried.
The CD is called It Still Moves by My Morning Jacket. Our reviewer Tom Moon writes about music for the Philadelphia Inquirer.
So
you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.